OK, comme ils disent. Voilà. Donc l'équipement technique est prêt pour la transmission qui aura lieu en principe dans un peu moins de 11 minutes. Donc nous allons passer au silence radio et les élèves doivent être prêts à monter sur scène donc dans quelques minutes. Je vous recommande le plus grand silence, bien sûr.
Oscar Radio 4, India Sierra, copy Foxtrot 6, Kilo, Romeo, Kilo, portable station, over. Oscar Radio 4, India Sierra, copy Foxtrot 6, Kilo, Romeo, Kilo, portable station for Harris contact with Montigny-le-Bretonneux City, over. Oscar Radio 4, India Sierra, copy Foxtrot 6, Kilo, Romeo, Kilo, portable station for Harris contact with Descartes School, over. CQ, Oscar Radio 4, India Sierra, copy Foxtrot 6, Kilo, Romeo, Kilo, portable station for Harris contact, over. Roger, Oscar Radio 4 India Sierra, this is Florida 6 Kilo Romeo Kilo portable station. Hi Daniel, hello to everybody and happy New Year's for 2012 aboard the space station. You are getting in noise at this time, but it's okay. My name is Frank. How do you copy? Over.
I copy you loud and clear. This is Dan Burbank, and the signal here is strong.
Roger, Daniel, many thanks for this special event. We have a crowd of about 300 people listening to you. Students, of course, but also teachers and VIPs. We have TV and radio broadcast station reporting the event, and for the first one in France, we have an astronaut with us. Leopold Eartz from STS-122 mission is behind me. How do you copy? Over.
F6KRK, OR4ISS, I copy you loud and clear. And I'm glad that we've got so much interest and so many kids and the media here to support today's event. I'm ready to start the questions.
Roger. Our guest operator is Geoffrey, a student from Descartes High School who just got his ham radio license for this contact. He's going to speak on behalf of all students. Are you ready for the first question, Dan? Over.
Absolutely, I am ready.
Hello, Geoffrey speaking. Question number one by Valentin. How did you feel during your first day in space? Over.
And this answer for Valentin. My first day in space was in September of 2000 aboard a space shuttle mission, and it was absolutely wonderful. And my second day in space, my second trip to space was equally so, and when I launched about a month and a half ago to return to space station, exactly the same. From a physical standpoint, I love flying in space, and I love flying in space from the minute the rocket's engine start. This is really one of my lifelong dreams. Over.
Question number two by Mathilde. Was becoming an astronaut a child's dream? Did someone inspire you, like your role model? Over.
And I have to say, as a child, when I watched the Apollo mission shortly before my 8th birthday, that is what got me interested in space and got me interested in astronomy. But I did not, at that age, not until I was already an adult, actually think about becoming an astronaut. To me, it didn't seem something possible. And I think that's an important lesson for kids today, is to dream big and to see those dreams to fruition, if at all possible. And for me, it wasn't until I was already a pilot in the Coast Guard and a colleague of mine was selected for the astronaut program that I think about doing this. Over.
Question number three by Mark Aurel. How do you cope with cultural differences between astronauts? Over.
I have never seen it be an issue with cultural differences between astronauts on board space station, nor during our training. Everybody that does this does it because of a real love for space flight, a love for exploration, and the cultural differences, in our opinion, I think, are such a minor part. We are all humans, we're all human space explorers, and we love doing this. Over.
Thanks. Question number four by Luca. Have you ever done funny experiments in space? Could you give us some examples? Over.
And Lucas, one of the experiments that we did just yesterday, just, you know, not official by any means, but you can, through conservation of angular momentum, you can change the attitude, the orientation that you are in relative to inertial space, relative to the surrounding structure and space station. For example, if I just stand and if I just float in the volume, open volume of space station, and if I pedal my legs like I would if I were on a bicycle, if I pedal those legs forward, my body will go backwards. If I pedal my legs backwards, my body will go forward. I can do the same thing in yaw with my legs rotating counterclockwise beneath me, and my upper body will turn clockwise. You can do it with your arms or your legs. It looks very funny, but it has perhaps interesting implications for how we might control attitude in the open volume of space. Over.
Question number five, Geoffrey. We have taken pictures of the ISS with telescope. Have you also got the kind of equipment, and do you have time to observe the stars? Over.
In my opinion, we don't have enough time to observe the stars on board space station. Our days are very busy. At the end of the day is when we'll have a chance to do that. We have wonderful cameras with wonderful long lenses on the order of 1,600 millimeters. And we can also, our cameras allow us to take relatively fast exposures, even of deep space. So we've taken pictures of comets, of stars, and all kinds of other things. Myself, I'm an amateur astronomer. I have telescopes that I use a lot on planet Earth. I've never actually imaged the space station. I've not tried to do that, but I've imaged stars and galaxies and nebula before. Over.
Thanks. Question number six by Camille. Have you already experienced extravehicular activity? Over.
Camille, yes, I have, and this was a couple of years ago on STS-115. I did one of the spacewalks to help build the International Space Station electrical power system to put some of the large solar arrays that we have on the U.S. segment of space station. And as much fun as space flight is relative to life on Earth, a spacewalk is that much more fun than even working aboard space station to see the Earth. Independent of anything around you, to see the Earth through a very thin polycarbonate lens of the spacesuit visors is just breathtaking, spectacular. Over.
Question number seven by Ines. Does your water recovery system filter all the wastewater, and is it really efficient? Over.
Our water recovery system filters probably on the order of about 70% of the wastewater, and it greatly reduces our need to resupply water from the ground. That is important. If we want to go to Mars, if we want to go to the moon and stay there, we have to be able to use almost everything that we have.
Question number eight by Valentin. Have you already got the first results of the alpha magnetic spectrometer experiment? Over.
And we have not yet got, that I know of, preliminary results from the alpha magnetic spectrometer. It has already discovered and captured millions, I believe, at this point, of both matter and antimatter particles. So that data is still being analyzed on the ground, and it will be. This is a long-term experiment. To actually find the things, the information out that we want about dark matter and dark energy is going to take a lot of time and a lot of computational work. Over.
Thanks. Question number nine by Marie. What has been the most exciting experiment for you so far? Over.
I think one of the most exciting experiments that has a tremendous amount of potential for life on Earth is the experiments that we're doing in a combustion integrated rack. This rack allows us to suspend small droplets of various different fuels in all different kinds of environments and very precisely study in a controlled fashion, absent gravity, absent the gravity-induced convection, exactly how the fuel is combusted. And through doing that, we can improve the fuel efficiency of cars on Earth and electrical power generation plants. We can also improve flight safety for a space environment and design better fuel systems and better fire suppression systems for spacecraft and future spacecraft. Over.
Roger, many thanks, Dan. This is Frank back. Only 1 minute left. This is a great day for all of us. It concludes more than a year of close collaboration between school and our radio club. We are quite happy to have made it. Before ending, for some seconds, I cross the microphone to Leopold Yard. Over.
Understand, we have just about a minute left. Go ahead, over.
Hello, Dan. This is Leopold Yard. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Absolutely having a wonderful time up here. Very busy, but very much enjoying it. Over.
And then we just have a few seconds left here. I just want to tell you that everybody's really excited to hear your voice today, and we're really also glad to talk to you. So I want to wish you first a happy new year, and we'll probably talk to you from in a couple of weeks.
Okay, well, fantastic. It was great answering the questions and spending a little time with you. And I think all the work that folks do on the ground to help make this possible is very important. And I think it's very important to get the message out that an international space exploration program like this is critical for the future of humanity. Over.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Thanks a lot for your work in space and all the dreams induced. Now, good luck in space, Daniel. All the best to the crew. Oscar Radio 4 India Sierra Sierra, that was Florida 6 Kilo Romeo Kilo Portable Station together with the Descartes High School of Montigny-le-Bretonneux. Merci, à bientôt, Dan. Over.
F6KRK, this is OR4ISS. Thank you very much for the QSO. Very much enjoyed spending time with you. 73s, this is OR4ISS, clear.
Okay, 73s, bye-bye. Bye-bye, Dan.
Tout s'est bien passé, conditions nominales, on a eu les 10 minutes exactes. Par contre, le nombre de questions posées a été limité à 9, si je me souviens bien. Et j'ai l'impression que l'astronaute a répondu un peu plus longuement que ses collègues. Mais en tout cas, tout s'est bien passé et Léopold et Daniel ont pu se saluer, hello, par la voix des ondes.